like to call this meeting to order for October 14, 2014. Mr. Finley, if you'd like to lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and again, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. We just are amazed at the mercies you pour out upon us. Thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon the cross for us, and we pray that you would just help us to be good stewards of that information and share it with others. We pray, God, this morning that you would just fill these men with wisdom, that they'd be able to make decisions, be pleasing to you today. Not only these, but those in the state government, federal government, throughout the world, God, just provide wisdom to our leadership. We pray, Lord, for those that may need your helping, your healing hand, your consoling hand, just be with each one of those, God, also. Thank you again for the blessings you give us. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Accounts payable.
Motion to approve checks 34-14-72 through 34-15-59, warrants 6082 through 6086. There is no transfers.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve checks numbers 34-1472 through 34-1559. Warrants number 6082 through 6086, and there were no transfers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Of the agenda. Monthly budget report.
Guys, I think this is the first time you've got a report out of the new reporting system we had. We've been working on that, trying to make reports similar to what you've had before so you're familiar with them, but if there's something you see that you would like to see changed, let us know. We'd be glad to work on that. We're learning the system as we go here, too. Did you find any questions in what I did send you? Comments?
I didn't. Like I said, I talked to you this morning a little bit about it. Now it's saying there's a problem looking it up.
I tell you, if you tried to look this up on your phone, it was overload on the phone because I sent you a lot more information than what I'd sent you before. So I
there's some that's out of our control that are
some of the different departments.
Different departments that are like the
well, the coroner's office is for sure going to be over. I think maybe presiding judge. I think it's already over, and you cannot control those for sure.
Yeah. I think there was three that were out of our control on those.
The we're on the tabs, it says BCK.
That's budget check sheets. What
is that? What's okay? Because it's never said that before. So.
On the previous ones. And if you'd rather say something else, I can change
that. No, that's
that
fine. I just didn't know if it was something you guys had in there. Okay.
I distinguish, in the previous ones, Brandon, I distinguished between budget check and the budget itself because
right.
We actually had budget sheets, so I had them named differently and
gotcha.
Just carried on with that
okay.
Same thing there.
Yeah, no, like Danny said, there's some that we don't have any control over, that nobody has any control over, especially the coroner's budget.
Yeah, and let's see, one of the courts on the Grand, I can't think of now which one it was, but it's one that we have no control over. It's a non-item. I can't think of it. Go ahead.
If you guys see something you'd like to see different, or, you know, we won't guarantee we can do it, but we do feel like we had a lot of capabilities in the reporting system, okay. So let us know, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. Ownership of Shepherd Hills Expressway. Gentlemen, if you could state your name for the record. Bob, you can come up and sit down here if you'd like.
It's Joel Hornicle.
And David Miller.
Both with the City of Branson?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, that way she's got the...
I'm with the Planning Department, and David's with the City Engineer. So we've been having conversations with Bob Atchley over the last year or so about an intergovernmental agreement that was formed between the city and the county back in May of 1995. What the agreement pertains to is Shepherd the Hills Expressway. David can give more of the details of what occurred at that time. But essentially, the city's been maintaining what's Shepherd the Hills Expressway between Expressway Lane and Roark Valley Road since it's been constructed. And what we are here today is simply to ask that road be given to the city as the agreement stated. However, the portion that we've been maintaining was left out of the agreement at the time. We've brought in Ron Hausman and had conversations with him as he was the clerk at the time, and unfortunately he's not here to add to the discussion, but again, essentially what we're asking for is for the agreement to be carried through and this portion of the roadway be given to the city.
So there's a portion in it, but in the mapping of that I looked at, it's the entire map that is shown there. So of the...
Is it everything in yellow?
So the yellow on that graphic represents the legal description that was included within the agreement. And so you can see the portion of Shepherd Hills Expressway not colored in yellow, which is the portion,
Yes.
So that's the portion that we're asking be given to the city.
Now, are both sides of the highway or the expressway?
The right-of-way.
Well, but are both sides, that's all in the city limits, is it not?
A good portion of the east side of the road is in the city limits, and then a substantial portion of the west side is not, in terms of property.
Did you read through the agreement, Brandon? I read through it, and description-wise, I'm not real positive that it's let's just say I'd like for Ron to be here. He's the one with the county clerk at the time and was involved in the transaction and what was stated. I would like for him to, unfortunately, he's out with a death, a friend, and so if we could reschedule this, I don't know whether you would have to come before the county commission or not, but just let him have his input on it, because I can't really understand what the description is kind of poor as far as the knowing exactly what portion it is, and I think we would have to go ahead and enter a different mapping system and more of a description of what the county is in the county and more of a description of what lays outside the county. That's my opinion, and I think it would be the best to do that as far as I know it. Unless Randy would know anything about that part of it, you would have been the only one that would have been here at that time you ever been in the county, or would you know?
I'm not sure what the agreement was stated at that time. I mean, I didn't participate.
Okay. Well, appreciate the fact that you gentlemen come over and drew our attention to it. Now we're looking at it and we try to get something settled up, but I don't, without Ron's input of actually being in the meetings, knowing exactly what was said, and maybe we will have to have an attorney or a surveyor even draw us up a different type of legal map for it before we could do anything that would be to your wishes or whether the county would be willing to do something. So,
I'm reading it right now. There's really nothing saying when it would be turned over. Is that correct? I'm not finding anything anyways.
You're probably right. I think the intent was just do it all back then when the road was done. And
right, and it just never got done. Never right. Yeah. Who's maintaining it right now?
The city.
The city is maintaining it?
Yeah, so your costs wouldn't change or increase any. We'd just keep on doing what we're doing.
Is this just to kind of clean up?
Yeah. The only involvement I've really had in this is Commissioner Houseman had requested that I contact Tim Houchins, and Tim Houchins has mapped the legal descriptions as described within the quitclaim deed. There's five tracts that are described, and he mapped out basically those five tracts, and it appears that essentially those legal descriptions were the old right-of-way, if I'm wrong on that.
Right.
The thing were essentially the old right-of-way and not the right-of-way area in question. The thing I am forgetting, and I'll have to sit down with Tim and see, there was a total of five descriptions, and I see four color-coded here. But I do know there's a fifth one that for whatever reason he had an issue and it didn't end up being color-coded. Unfortunately, I think it came out a yellow color, but each tract was color-coded, basically. So I know for sure that here's the four. The thing I couldn't quite recall is where that fifth one is located. But that's what Tim came out with whenever he mapped those.
We're pretty much talking about the strip of land that runs parallel to the railroad tracks, but not the one on the railroad tracks, just above.
Correct. It's the four-lane portion that exists today.
Is there anything in the legal description that shows that? That's all we're talking about?
I don't believe so. It doesn't appear that's indicated.
And that's the part that was omitted from the agreement, and that's kind of the discussion that we're kind of bringing up at this time. Is our understanding is the intent was that portion to be included in the agreement, but it wasn't for whatever reason.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, you know, kind of some of the back history from Ron being the clerk at that time and really making sure that was the agreement and the understanding and just to get this cleaned up.
Right. So the description is not in the agreement that we have now?
No. Because
we make an amendment to the description to even count that part, correct?
Can you say that again?
Would there need to be an amendment to the agreement in order to pick that up?
Because
you're saying this right here is not in the agreement.
Right.
We were wondering if an easy way is just, county's agreeable just to grant the city that right of way as a separate document and be cleaned up. Whatever's easier.
I don't have a problem with that, but I think we need to have all of our ducks in a row and make sure that the legal description and everything is in the agreement. And then also just looking at it, you know, it still says that you guys are a fourth class city and we're a third class county. So we'll probably need to, you know, there's going to be some stuff in there we'd have to clean up.
Right.
Difference between now and 1995, so.
Sure.
I don't have a problem doing it. We probably just need to like you said, either get somebody to go out there and actually survey it, just get it done to where it's, we're not having to fix it again another, right. Was it 18 years?
Yeah.
The proper survey and the proper...
Danny, you won't be here in 18 years with your health.
No. No. The proper description and the document and the mapping, everything needs to... What is the little red strip that's down on the bottom there? Is that something that was in question? The pink...
They don't have that map. That's one Bob has.
Oh, okay.
I guess that actually is one of the tracks that was described, from my understanding.
Where the overpass and bridge stuff was built, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, so I guess that was one of the five tracks described, from my understanding.
Yeah.
Which is a little strange because there's a... I don't know the reasoning for, or I don't know the story behind the gap there.
north of that.
Yeah.
I think their county right of way just didn't exist. It's on railroad property. It's just a whole county gave the city what they had.
Yeah.
So the rest of that road's on railroad, do you think?
That missing piece there.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
I'll just have Frank look it over and give us a...
Yeah. We'll just have, we'll have everybody look at it.
On what we need to do.
We'll set it up. I don't know if you guys need to come back or not, but we'll
let
you know when
we're glad to. Just let us know if we need to, and we'd be glad to.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning.
Just want to thank you guys again for letting us do the Century Farm presentations. I know that meant a lot to the families and looked like it got in the paper, so I appreciate that. a few things we have going on. Nellie continues to do the health insurance education for the Affordable Care Act. She's done one already, two now since this report was printed. So she's done two of those this month, and she'll continue to do those. And then we'll start the business offerings in the next couple of months too, just trying to get both the individuals and families and the business owners educated as much as possible. We have a beef management workshop tonight, this evening, at the Forsyth High School. Branson Bank is working with us on that program. So we usually have a really great turnout for that event. People from both Taney and Stone County come and participate in that. And then Nellie has another workshop coming up, Making Money Count, over in Branson with Taney County OCAC. And Jim, our human environmental science specialist, he is doing a new program, Mental Health First Aid for Youth. It's basically teaching people who work with the youth how to identify potential mental health issues or problems with children and being able to then refer them on to the proper health care provider. So that's a new program that he's recently been trained in that we're offering. And we do have a new 4-H club in Hollister now. It's associated with the after-school program that Monica has worked with the school to put together. So we do have a new 4-H club here in Taney County as well. So that's exciting. And that's our update. Any questions? I'd be glad to answer them.
Did I see something advertised in the paper or excuse me, for the Will you guys help people with their taxes?
VITA?
Yeah. So are you guys starting the VITA program?
We are seeking volunteers. Thank you for bringing that up. We are seeking volunteers for VITA right now so that we can set training dates, and people can already get online and start looking at some of that training. So we are seeking volunteers at this point that will allow us to see how many sites and how many computers and, you know, just kind of the beginning stages of getting the VITA program up and going. So if anybody is interested or knows somebody that's interested in volunteering, you don't have to have a degree in accounting or anything like that, and our volunteers are fully trained. And so just call our office, 417-546-4431. And we are also seeking members for our county council. We'll hold that election in December or January. We haven't set that date yet, but we are seeking people throughout the county to be on our extension council as well. So we'll have a press release coming out about that probably next week or so.
On your 4-H new club in Hollister, do you have, do they just contact you or someone over there for, if they want to volunteer? I know I had some people contact me that actually wanted to get involved in the preparation of a land site that they have got there by the school.
Uh-huh.
And do some work and things like that. And so do they just need to contact you, or is there someone in the Hollister area they need to contact?
The club itself, the leaders are within the Hollister School District. Okay. If they call our office, then Monica or Linda, either one, Monica our specialist, or Linda can direct them to the right person.
Okay.
But the actual club leader would be at the school district itself.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have the name right off the top of my head, but they can call our office and we can get them to the right person if,
all right,
if that's probably the easiest way, since I don't have the name for you. But yeah, we love volunteers. That's mm-hmm. how that program is successful, is by, you know, volunteers, and
right.
So that's great.
Anything
Thanks.
Else?
Thank you
very much. Danny, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.